Pickaxe.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Hello and welcome to High Rollers, a Dungeons and Dragons podcast in the world of Erois. Run by Dungeon Master Mark Shark Humes, with me, Tom, playing Keelak Ad-Kalar, the bard slash cleric.
I am Chris Trott. I'm playing Lucius Viren Elwin Elenastro, and I am a high elf sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon. I'm playing Sentry. I am a guardian paladin.
And I'm Kim. I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
Once again, a big thank you to our sponsors, D&D Beyond and Brilliant.org. Stick around for the end to hear more about those. There's been a murder in Rose Hall. Who are the victims, and how are we going to find the culprit?
Hello, welcome back to High Rollers D&D.
Fuck you, Mark.
I've put my evil cardigan on because it's cold and I'm evil.
Welcome back.
If you're just joining us, man, you should go back and watch the first half on the Twitch VOD.
Yeah.
No.
Things have escalated.
Yeah.
The party return to the Brazen Heart after their dinner with Brett Brookstone and his family is ended with the Field Marshal, Merrick, turning up to tell them that they needed to return to the tavern because something had happened. When they return, the crowd parts to reveal blood splattered all across the straw floor of the barn and two bodies against the hay bales.
Don't say it again. That makes it canon.
You all can see, you're all still on the edge. Merrick has just stood behind you, and you can see several of the harvest guards are asking questions of the local townsfolk. I mean, what do people do?
Podcast listeners, Rhiannon has a look of complete shock and despair and mild hatred for the DM. Like, she suddenly realised that High Rollers is not the happy affair that it has been for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's a trap.
So, welcome to High Rollers, Rhi.
I think who's doing what?
Lucius can instinctively look away.
Yeah. There's a lot of blood.
Yeah, and just like, oh, it's awful.
I mean, I would like to identify
the bodies.
The bodies, like, so, from afar.
So from afar, Sentry and Quill, you're like trying to look and see who it is. Nova, what are you doing?
I think she'd kind of go into her own version of shock and be like, scientifically speaking, that amount of blood.
So you're like doing the calculations.
Guessing, like, you're just thinking, but like just talking endlessly, like she's shocked and really scared, but like just endlessly talking.
Lucius and Nova, you're just too stunned by the scene, you're looking away. Sentry and Quill, when you look over, you can see that both bodies are wearing Siaskan priest robes.
Oh!
One is a woman with dark skin and a head wrap, and the other is a young man. It is Yusuf and Corin. They are huddled together. It looks like in their final moments they were holding onto each other. There is a trail of blood, which looks like Yusuf crawled over to Corin's body and died next to him.
No!
There is the wounds that you can see. This is a brief glance. Tears out of their flesh. You can see their robes are all torn up. But that's you'd need to get closer to get more information.
I would immediately turn away and try and walk away from the scene and just immediately try and find Valor.
Okay, so you're going to look around for Valor?
Yeah.
Okay, so you begin running around. Are you asking or are you just looking?
I mean, I know that she would have been in the Brazen Heart. I want to basically find her before she comes to the place and finds myself.
Unless she's gone missing.
So you go looking for that. You fought again with Quill.
Dying away. I'm like, Quill, what is it?
I'm like not saying anything.
Quill! Okay, so Quill runs off.
Moving.
What's everyone else doing?
Okay, Quill's not. I'm just going to stay behind. I'm going to be like so, like just riled up. I'm going to be like, like so angry.
Okay. You two? Anything? What? Or are you still doing the in shock? Are you still both kind of...
Did you see?
No. Did you see?
No. But Quill's run off. The sentry's going crazy.
I hate to say it, but in the barn, it was Yusuf and Corin.
No.
Yes.
No, please.
I'm going to push through.
Yeah. Yeah, you push through and you step in and you can see some of the guards trying to stop Lucius because obviously you're like kicking all the straw and stuff away. But yeah, as you kind of push through, you can see these two bodies, like I said, look like Yusuf crawled.
Do we have a healer? Anybody?
One of the harvest guards, and you can see it's the dwarven woman, Windy Yale. She kind of just put
there's
the hand...
There's something that could be done, surely.
We already tried, son. They're long gone. They died hours ago.
Hours?
Perhaps about, we think, maybe an hour or so ago, they bled out.
What on earth happened?
So, as you ask that question, Quill, you run around, you spend minutes looking for Vala. There is no sign of her in the town.
Not in the Brazen Heart.
Not in the Brazen Heart. You begin learning outside. As you are looking outside, you hear them. You hear one of the harvest guards asking a local, who just is like, I saw some. He was a big fella. Must have been over 7 feet tall. He was carrying that girl towards the south gate, the one that came in with them strange folk.
I'll go straight to him and say, what did the girl look like?
The one that came with you, dark hair, young, 14, teenager.
Okay, and then I'll go back through and find these three.
Yeah, they're still there. So when you look at Windy Gale, turns to you, it's like, we, from what we've learned, there is an individual, a tall figure, muscular, wielding some sort of large chain. A few folks saw him leaving. Nobody saw the attack itself, but Rosalina heard some commotion, and when she came out, the two had already bled out. They saw this fella carrying away the younger girl, the teenager that came with you.
Bella.
We saw them heading towards the southern gate. We've sent men to look, but it's like he just vanished. He just stepped into the shadows and disappeared. We know that some of the guards who were closer at the northern gate, there was reports of a dire wolf in the Ironweald. They went out to try and deal with that, but they couldn't find it. And when they came back, this had all happened. So, Merrick looks to you. Merrick kind of turns to you all. Is like, I'm really sorry. We're obviously going to spend everything we can to find out what happened, and I've already dispatched scouts to try and track down whoever's responsible, but there's not many of us.
It's too late. They're dead. We failed them. We failed them. Sentry, they're dead.
I know.
It looked like there's defensive wounds. We've seen some evidence of spells being cast. We think that there was definitely, they put up a fight of some kind, but I'm afraid that Rosalina was the first one here, and she said it was already too late.
We did so much for them. We should have been here for them. I should have been here for them.
There was nothing that any of you could have done. None. This came. This 7 foot tall man with the chain. Nobody's seen him before. Nobody knows anything about him. We suspect he could be some sort of maybe an assassin or something like that, but. He just came into town. There was nothing you could have... There was no way you would have known that this
But we didn't check in on them.
Just
went around doing our own thing.
The only thing I need to ask is the wild elf that came with you, there's a lot of people... Well, she's not been seen all day.
Ayla?
She left. She left this morning. She left a note on my pillow.
And a lot of people... This has happened the day that she left. I should warn
you. She wouldn't do this!
I'm not saying she did, but there's a lot of people that are... leaning back on old hatreds.
Then please downplay the rumors.
I am trying my best.
Because she was protecting them as much as we were.
Yeah. If she's a kind soul, she doesn't need this.
All I can say is I'm just giving you warning.
Doesn't need fuel for the fire.
I know. Like I've mentioned, we think that... Well, that they were this figure was last seen heading towards the southern gate, but when he stepped into shadow, he seemed to disappear, vanish. We've lost tracks. I'm not sure what the next steps. I have about 8 harvest guard here in the town, and I'm not including myself.
I've dispatched as many of them as I can to scout out, but I have to keep most of them here just in case anything happens to the town. But anything I can do, I'm happy to help.
I'm going to assume that we're all in agreement that this is now personal and that we must find
very much
Valor.
So.
I guess I'm there now.
Yeah, so Quill, yeah, you kind of come in at the trail end of that conversation.
Okay.
I guess we don't need a votees on this one.
There's no vote. We need to find
no
Valor.
No question. Okay.
Of course.
You're more than welcome to look around the scene. I'll make sure the Harvest Guards know that you're investigating this. Given that you survived Dwalin, Dan, I'm in no doubt about your skills. But yes, if you need to speak to people of the town, please make sure myself or one of the Harvest Guard are present. You aren't deputized individuals. I can't have you just going around questioning people, but I'm happy to provide you a guard to lend authority to it.
I assume you don't want the culprit removed from the equation. You'd want him brought in for questioning?
For justice. Questioning. We've got eyewitness reports of him leaving the scene with the girl. Given the blood on the weapon he was wielding, I'm under no doubts that he's responsible, but...
And what is your justice system here?
He'd be taken up to Gold Throne for a trial and executed. Murder carries a pretty heavy penalty around here, so...
And if we don't find him?
I hope you do, because you might be the only ones that can find that girl.
If we don't find him, then we lose Val.
In terms of the...
What if he never makes it back, is what I'm saying.
In terms of the bodies, well, that's... A lot of things happen in the Iron Weald and the lands around it. In terms of the bodies, Torvin said that he's happy to preserve their bodies and then we'll take them up to Gold Throne. There's a Church of Siaska there. I know that they were priests of the Star Mother, so we'll make sure that they go up and are seen by their kin. Torvald doesn't... He's not comfortable performing last rites as they weren't worshippers of Paldor, so...
I mean no disrespect, but the trail is getting colder.
We need to go.
We need to leave right now.
Where would you like to start investigating?
So where they initially said he left, I suppose.
Yeah, so they were headed towards the southern gate.
Can I ask the knight... It's gone out of my brain.
The Harvest Guard. Merrick.
Merrick, yeah. Can I ask him for a lantern?
Yeah. I mean, if you guys don't have things like lanterns, he'll lend you his. Mm-hmm. He asks, obviously, that you return it, but yeah, he can lend you a lantern.
Dancing lights.
Yeah, if you've got your own light sources, you can use those. I mean, generally, like, all of the buildings have torches, so it's not like you're running around in pitch dark, but if you want to look for things like footprints, then, yeah, you're going to need something like a lantern or dancing lights or something.
Okay. I will also take
them
as well.
So what's your process here? Are you looking... What are you looking for? Tracks? Are you looking for, like, clues? What's the process here? Are you going to ask witnesses?
The only thing I'm going to do roleplay-wise is kneel next to the bodies and say, I'm sorry, we failed you. We'll make it right, and we will find Valor.
You can see that, yeah, their eyes have been closed, probably by Rosalina, who was the first one here, and they're just kind of clutched onto each other. Like I said, you can see this trail where Yusuf obviously crawled over to Corrin's body, and then they basically seem like they passed away together. But yeah, you kneel down. There's no response, just... cold silence of death.
So I hope you're at peace with Siaska in the cradle now, or whatever the belief system is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's generally this is a general thing. This applies to pretty much. It doesn't matter whether you're a worshipper of whatever god you're a worshipper of. The general kind of afterlife belief for the Erosian Church is that those who die are guided beyond the cradle to the afterlife by Siaska's daughter Kelara, who basically inherited her mother's responsibilities. Mm. And she comes down and she uses a lantern to reveal a secret entrance beyond the cradle and leads the dead spirits into the afterlife, which is a paradise. It's a kind of heaven paradise.
I'll probably say, make Kelara guide you beyond the cradle.
That's kind of a common says, is like, Kelara guides you and stuff.
There we go. I'll say that. Have a single tear. Wipe it with the silk gloves.
Nice. And then, yeah.
But try and keeping prim and proper.
Yeah. Like, yeah, this is different to, like, when you fought enemies. This is, you know, people that you knew that are now have been kind of torn apart.
Yeah.
Looking at the bodies... Actually, give me a perception check.
I'm going to try and not look at them that much.
Okay, all right.
I can do it with disadvantage.
Yeah, sure. Give me it with disadvantage.
Three.
Yeah, you're actively not looking at the body, so you don't notice anything about the wounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think outside of that, Quill is, like... not timid anymore.
Yeah, you're action Quill now.
He stands up in front of, like, the crowd of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are, like, murmuring and whispering. And
anyone that saw the person that attacked these people. We have no time to waste. Do not waste my time. Who saw him and where did he go?
Give me an intimidate check with advantage.
Nice.
15 plus 2, 17.
17. Yeah, there is a murmur, and you can see a few people are going to step forward, but seeing this determined look in your eye, they kind of shrink back. The person who steps forward is Reld, the waitress from the thing. She kind of, like, nervously steps forward, kind of keeping the kind of burned side of her face away from the crowd, and she looks up. She's like, I saw him, Mr. Quill.
Okay, and it was a 7-foot-tall man.
She, like, nods. He ran past the window outside the tavern after Rosalina went out. He was headed towards the south gate, but I saw him step into the shadow of an alleyway, and he just vanished, like he moved through the shadows somewhere else. Okay. He was 7 feet tall, gray skin, tattoos. He had Valor over his shoulder. It looked like maybe he had some bruises, like scorch marks on his arms, like he'd been hit by something.
Probably defensive.
He had a spiked chain, like a long coil of chain with a blade, a bloody blade at the end of it. She looks at you. I don't think he was going to the South Gate. I think he was going towards the shadows. It was a weird way that he was going.
And the shadows in Rose Hall? What do you mean?
Yeah, like as in like between the buildings, like where like obviously the moonlight and the torchlight creates these elongated shadows. He stepped into it and like he dived underwater or something like that. He just vanished.
Okay, in that case, I'll turn around to the guards and say, anyone that has a torch, into the alleyways and into the shadows. You might find him there.
Merrick's like, you heard the man. And yeah, they start pulling out torches and lanterns. And they're you can see, before you gave that order, the Harvest Guard are going around the town in a big group. And you can see that they're all armed. They've all got armor. They've got scythes or like pitchforks, blades, hatchets. There's the big guy with the dire boar is like sniffing around and like using it like a tracking hound. And they're actively pursuing. But you can now see that they pull out light sources and they're checking all the shadowy alleyways and things like that.
Okay.
What does this mean?
What do you mean? What does this mean?
People just don't dive into shadows and disappear.
The Call of Shadows.
Can I make an Arcana check to see if I know the kind of spell or like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can give me an Arcana check.
They are called Court of Shadows. They are the ones pursuing.
20
in the first place.
Natural? Was that natural?
Yes, 20? Unnatural. 20.
Unnatural 20. You don't think it was necessarily a specific spell. However, given Nova's background, there are individuals reported across Erois from different backgrounds, different races that have been born with unnatural abilities to blend with shadows and to jump through shadows like a teleportation. They can enter one shadow and then appear in a different shadow 30, 60 feet away. These people tend to be very disturbed. They're always said to possess a madness, often turning to violence. It's generally seen as a bit of a sort of magical curse or a disease, but it gives them these supernatural abilities to merge with shadows or travel through shadows.
I might know something. I read something once. I know Nova reads things. There are individuals and they're born with this ability. People see it as a curse because it makes them mad. They can use shadows to teleport.
To teleport?
Yeah.
How far?
I don't know. I've never seen one. They teleport. I don't know how far. I don't know how we could track him. If he's using shadows to teleport, he could be anywhere.
But he will have left a trace. Wherever he teleported from and to, there must be something we can follow.
You can give me an intelligence check if you want, Quill.
That's off the table. Wow, that's low. Very low.
Yeah. Okay. Don't worry about it
then. 3.
Yeah,
the best we can do is go to his last spot where Reld saw.
Okay. We'll head there, we'll see what we can find there.
Yeah. Okay, so you head on over, and Quill, you even in the low light, you have no trouble following the tracks. Rose Hall has muddy ground. It doesn't have like streets, it's all just dirt paths, and you can see large, bloodied footprints follow off into a shadow. Like they're you know, diminishing, the blood diminishes as it goes on, but it seems to just stop in the shadows of this, like, tucked between two houses and just vanishes.
Okay, and if we carry on through to the other side...
If you carry on through to the other side, there's no... The alleyway is quite short, and as you come up to the other alleyway, with your passive perception, you notice that the other buildings towards the southern gate are quite well lit. The nearest big section of shadow is near the north gate.
Okay, is there a trail that begins again?
So if you move up towards that and like head over to the nearest big section of shadow, you do see a small trail, hits another patch of shadow, vanishes again. So you begin this pattern of you're actually kind of like, okay, if he jumps into shadow here, you estimate that his range is about 30 to 40 feet. So you start looking for the next big patch of shadow between the buildings. And you begin plotting out a vague distance that he was obviously headed in. Mm-hmm. It leads you to the north gate. And you can see that a few guards are posted there now, but they're generally looking around. And as you get there, what do you want to do once you reach this north gate?
It's quite late now as well, isn't it?
Yes, it's so like...
Everywhere is a shadow.
It's dark everywhere.
Can we use the pig to sniff? If this guy's got blood on him...
Well, I mean, we could take the boar with us, I suppose.
The fellow who the boar is his pet will go with you.
Okay. Is the captain the guard?
His name's Dale. The fellow has the boar.
Is the captain with us, Merrick?
Blood scent.
I've been trying to all night, friend. I've been trying to all night. This fella, whoever he is, his blood's weird. It doesn't have a scent as much. A lot of the blood belongs to the two who died. Must be dripping off of his weapon, but there was some unusual blood, dark in color. Doesn't seem to have much of a scent, though.
Can we use the other blood, then?
That just seems to dry up near the north gate, but I can have a look. I can ask Winston to sniff around and see if we can get a track on something.
It's better than nothing. We're running out of time.
Do you have anything of the girls, maybe? Anything that she might clothe in or anything like that?
She touched my sword.
Did we take the daggers back?
Yeah, I think I gave her one back.
You didn't really look around the scene, so...
I don't think we do.
No, I gave her the dagger back.
No. Either way, this is where he was leaving. This is where the trail leads us to.
Let's start a look around here. Y'all can help me. Have a look around. See if you can find... especially near the trees, see if there's any snags of cloth or any cuts or anything like that.
Can you inform the other guards
that
if you see a huge purple blast anywhere, that's probably where she is?
Will do. All right. He sends word back.
As for him moving through shadows, surely that would use up a lot of his power, so he can't be doing that constantly.
I guess.
I can do this constantly, and I'm going to create dancing lights.
It could be a cantrip.
I mean, that's the light. So he's teleporting from one place.
There are people with such powers, I don't know. It could be beyond us.
Yeah, but I can Eldritch Blast as a cantrip. I can give you Frostbite. I can make Green Flame Blade. I can Spare the Dying. I can Toll the Dead. And it's all a cantrip. He can do it.
Either way, this is something he's done after killing two people and kidnapping a already very powerful girl. He must be weak by now.
Right. So what's the plan? So you're currently at this north gate.
I think, is Merrick with us?
Merrick can be with you if you send word for him.
What about Arvel?
Arvel, you kind of in the commotion of seeing the bodies, you didn't really keep track of Arvel.
He's dead too.
He's not, he was alive with you when you last saw him.
But now he's dead.
Think that he might have still been at the bodies, like when you were kind of saying goodbye, you vaguely remember him moving up to them and then you kind of all rushed off to try and find Valor. So you don't know, but he's probably back there.
Well, I think I would be telling Merrick to gather as many men as he can to send out from the north gate forwards.
All right, where you think that they've gone?
Well, it's almost definitely where it's gone. It's where the trail has led. If you can send anyone out as wide an arc as possible to find any trail possible.
I can try, but we don't have a lot. We don't have a lot of men here. I mean, I've got 8 people, and I'll need some of them positioned on the gates in case... I mean, I'm sorry, I understand that you've lost some friends, but this... If the wild elves or a monster decides to attack, I need people here still. I'm more than happy to come with you. Dale here and Winston, we can use them to track as at least for a ways out of town, but
Well,
I'll have them continue searching, but I just can't. I can't send them too far from Rose Hall. I'm sorry.
Well, you're probably right anyway. We need to keep people back to keep the people in check as well.
There's probably going to be a few questions being asked. Maybe this is me being paranoid. Why were you at Brett Brookstone's this evening?
He invited us for dinner.
All right, okay.
He said that because we set up this charity, he wanted to invite us for dinner.
All right, okay. I don't think even Brett Brookstone would do anything like this. This is horrific. We've never had something like this ever happen before, but it just seemed a bit peculiar that he invited you, that's all.
The trouble you've had with Brett has been
inconsequential compared to this.
It's been about money.
Yes, this does not seem to be that.
They have been pursued before.
And that makes things all right. Then that's a most likely cause, then. If they've got people after them, this is probably
the cause of our airship crash and the reason we're here in the first place.
Damn.
Yes.
All right.
It destroyed the...
You assume that that's what they were after, yeah. You don't know if 100% if they were after the Yusuf and Valor and that. They just were on the ship and they attacked you and you don't know why. But if Lucius wants to assume that they were after,
the Court of Shadows attacked. There's people now jumping through shadows and they killed the people looking for the ones on the ship.
That were escorting Valor, basically.
So you're saying it's the Remnant?
Yes. Potentially. There's a 7-foot-tall person with a chain.
Well, then it's not a attack of madness, like you were saying. It's
calculated.
It's an actual... They want Valor for something. So...
No, I'm not saying it would have been... I'm saying people who are born with this ability are driven mad.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just saying.
Maybe they're being utilized, too. By this Court of Shadows, the Remnants.
Sounds perfect for a thug.
Yes. Controlled, maybe.
Okay. What's the plan?
Nego?
Can I, like... Stay on the North Gate, use my body as kind of like a, maybe like, what's the word? Like a distraction and just send Echo out and try and have a look around while using my body as like a lure in case something.
Give me perception check with advantage for Echo.
Cool.
Using Echo stats.
Where is he?
I think he's got like a +3 or +4 bonus, I think.
Open my book of dreams.
Echo theme tune.
With advantage. Roll twice to the highest.
Not Vita.
16.
What's his perception bonus?
19.
19. Okay. So, you send Echo out. And you send him out a far distance along the road. And you can see that the North Road follows the Iron Weald. It follows the forest quite a ways. About 60 feet from the North Gate, deep into the Iron Weald, you notice that there is ropes and what looks like some horse feeding bags, probably enough for about 4 horses.
Okay.
That were stationed nearby, and you can see fresh tracks of those horses leading down the North Gate at a pretty rapid pace.
Okay.
And Echo picks up on those, sees those.
Okay, I'll send Echo back. Be like, there are horses about 60 feet down the road.
What, horses still there?
No, they've gone. But there are feeding bags. There's enough there for a group.
A group?
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to get ourselves some horses. I think we might be leaving Rosewall.
We need to save Valor, yes.
In that case...
Should we ask Arvel to come with us?
Arvel! Where's Arvel?
I think I saw him with the bodies.
I mean, we need to go back and get some horses anyway.
Merrick
Unfortunately,
gestures.
In the stables...
Yes, we need to make chase, Merrick.
There's a stables here. Unfortunately, it's not under... It's privately owned. I can't just give you the horses, but you can ask the person who runs it if they'll give them to you or lend them to you, at least. I just need to remember their name. It is...
It's a big town.
The tack keeper there is a half-elf called Tamin. He loves his horses, but yeah, if you go and speak to him... See what he can do.
Thank you.
It's just, it's not far from here. He just points down away from the North Gate. Whoops.
Well, how about some of us go and get Arvel and some of us get the horses?
Right.
Yeah.
Fine.
He's probably with the bodies.
Okay. Who's going where?
I'll go get Arvel.
I've got the money. Arvel. I'll go for the horses.
Horses.
I will go back for Arvel as well.
Arvel. So you two are horse team.
Yeah.
Arvel team. Okay.
These guys don't want to go back to the bodies, I imagine.
You two make your way back to the stables outside the Brazen Heart, and you can see Rosalina is distraught. She's crying on the back step. Reld is kind of with her, and you can see her just sobbing away. Arvel is with her, and you can see that he's kind of just... He's got his little hat that he bought with the Nova and Sentry's money, and his little tunic, and he's got Evangeline locked and loaded. He's got his crossbow bolts, he's got his backpack, and in his hands he has Yusef's holy symbol.
Aww. Okay.
He puts like a hand on Rosalina's shoulder, kind of like mutters something to her. And she just kind of is like waves it, and you can see her kind of like half smiling. She just waves her hand. He just kind of nods and turns around. He's like, "Oh, there you are."
Arvel, you ready to use that thing?
He kind of gives you a really hard look. Sure am.
Then let's go.
Okay. Let's go.
Can I like give Rosalina a hug and like pat?
Yeah, you kind of lean down, this tiny halfling woman, and she kind of like buries her like soft face, her big thick hair. You can feel it kind of tickling along your faceplate. You can see that she's like wiping the tears away, and she's just like, "I'm so sorry. I thought I tried to help them, but they had already gone by the time I emerged. And Sayana, oh, to think that this could happen in my stables." And she's, you know, you can see her just kind of like, you know, calming herself down. I'm so sorry. And she just keeps kind of...
No, I apologise. I should have been here. I failed again. I can't believe it. No.
It's nothing you could have done. There's nothing... No one knew that this... Such a tragedy would happen. I hope that you find whoever did this.
We will. We will try our best. And Reld, thank you so much for helping us. I'll like pat her on the shoulder and be like,
she
kind of
like
girl.
Nods and kind of keeps her face aside, and she just nods. She's there's almost like an emotional deadness. Like, she doesn't seem upset, just a little bit shocked. Mm. But Arvel just kind of gives you a nod, turns back to Rosalina. "I'll send that money when I get back to Gold Throne."
Yeah.
Just gives you a nod.
Let's go.
Let's go. Cox. Yeah. Little angry dwarf with his little Stetson.
And he's behind like, him.
He's basically wearing, he doesn't have any armor. He's got like a leather waistcoat and a cowboy hat and a crossbow and a little backpack, and that's it. Okay, so the stables, when you approach, there is a kind of bewildered looking half-elf young guy, like maybe 18, 19. And you can see that in the stables there are two horses missing, but there are about six others, all different breeds, different ages. And he's just kind of soothing them, like, because there's a lot of noise and commotion going on around the town. And he looks over, he's like, "Oh, hi.
Hi, we need horses, really fast. Please, five horses, how much?"
Well, he kind of looks you over, he's like, I've heard about some stuff going on in town. Listen, I mean, do you even know how to ride?"
I can learn. I read about it in a book once, please.
He kind of gives you an eye.
Do you know what happened?"
"I've been hearing a lot about some folks that came
our
into
friends.
Town being killed.
They were murdered.
Sorry to hear that.
We picked up a trail, and the trail leads to other horses. We need horses to catch up with them. They've taken our friend. They've taken a girl."
"Other horses?"
"Yeah.
How many?"
"Four. Or so."
"Maybe. Yeah, one of... All right. Okay. Well, I mean, I can rent you the horses, but I don't like renting them out to people who don't know how to ride. Horses get hurt that way."
Can a horse take two people?"
Yeah, some of the big ones can. Yeah, sure."
Then my friends know how to ride. I can go with them."
Okay, give me a persuasion check. Lucius, if you want to help, you can. If you can jump in and say something if you want.
We really need them.
Make a persuasion check. If you get above a certain DC, I'll give a
natural one. "We need murder and horses."
He looks at you. He's like, "Look, I get that you're in a rush and you're upset. I'll rent you the horses, but you gotta pay more, because if you hurt them, I've got..."
"How much?"
He looks down,
checks his fucking catalog.
"Where are you going? Where are you taking them?"
"As far as it takes."
"Well, all right. Well, then I'll rent them to you as if you're going to Gold Throne. You have to leave them at the stables in Gold Throne, all right?"
"Okay."
"All right. Well, then in that case, it's 25 gold a horse."
"Okay."
"So if you take four, that's 100 gold.
Fine. I'll just dig out the money, throw it at him.
All right, I'll pack them up with their own feed.
Throw individual coins at him.
What? Your money! All right, it will take me about, I'll need about 10 minutes or so to get them ready. I'll need to get them harnessed up. I'll pack their bags with some feed. You gotta make sure you rest them and water them. And once you get to Gold Throne, you have to make sure you leave them at the stables. Okay.
All
right?
I'm literally noting this all down on my
notes. He also, he's like, what are your names?
I'm Nova Vijer.
Yours?
Lucius Viren Ellen Elenastro.
And he begins writing descriptions of you both. All right, I got a record now. If you don't leave these horses at Gold Throne, or if they're injured or they're sick, I'll be sending Harvest Guard to come after you, all right?
I promise we will treat them the utmost care.
All right, okay. I'll get them ready.
Thank you very much.
I'll leave them, are you going out the North Gate?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll bring them there.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. By the time you get back, do you guys want to grab any supplies? Is there anything last minute you want to do before you start heading off?
I want to reload my Thunderstone pistol.
Okay. Yep, it's done.
Me and Arvel walking down the road.
Yeah. Arvel's looking at you do that. He's like, Quill, give that here.
What?
You just give it here.
I felt really cool for a second then.
He's like. And you can see with kind of practice skill, he's actually reloading it. And he kind of looks at it, he's like, if we get more time, I'll see if I can find a way to make this so you can reload it easier.
Well, that'd be very useful, actually.
Me and Nova can probably figure something out.
I'll go buy the brazen heart.
Okay.
And ask Reld.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry, this is really
an
inopportune time, but it's likely we're not going to come back to this town for a little while, potentially going to Goldthrone. Is there any small foods or rations that we can take?
She looks over and Rosalina is just still crying, waves a hand. She's like, mm-mm. Reld is like, Alright, no. Rosalina's like, no, friend, no, it's fine. Reld, go get them packs, make them packs. And she heads in, and Reld emerges a bit later on. And it's things like, salamis, dried breads, hard cheeses wrapped up in wax paper. Basically, there's probably enough, I would say, 2 days worth of rations for four of you, five of you, including Arvel. And yeah, she just gives those to you.
Thank you so much.
But it's 2 days each. Any other rations you had, by the way, are probably gone off by now. So just clear your rations. You've each got two days worth of rations.
Okay.
Also note who has water skins.
I don't have any. Still don't have any.
Well, you don't need one, so you're fine.
Hee-hee.
Okay. So you get the horses. You all emerge back. Arvel can ride. He knows how to ride, so he'll take Nova. The rest of you, do any of you have training in animal handling?
I have plus two.
Training in animal, do you mean?
Yeah, proficiency, sorry.
Oh, I have plus three. I don't have proficiency.
Nope.
Okay, so for you guys, you're kind of unpracticed riders. It makes sense that Lucius, you've probably never ridden a horse before. Quill and Sentry, you probably have, but it's been a long time.
I'd normally fly, I suppose.
Well, I suppose you would have done, yeah. But I'm guessing you've travelled a bit since you lost the wing. Oh, no, you lost the wing and then immediately this has all happened.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
All right, in that case, what I need is all of you guys to make animal handling checks. Arvel doesn't need to because he's trained in riding horses. Nope.
10.
You're on the biggest horse, basically. You and Arvel are on the strongest one. 17?
15.
15?
10.
10. Okay, 10's enough. 10's enough to, basically get it to a thing. The next question I have is, you make your way out of the city and you can see the moon is above, the stars are above, and you are just rushing out. It's been a long day, but kind of fueled on this adrenaline of trying to track down and rescue Valor, you make your way out.
Freshly fed.
Okay. Are you going to ride these horses hard and occasionally just stop to check for tracks and things like that?
I mean, I think I probably would have asked Lucius to constantly have the dancing lights ahead of us, and we'd all have lanterns as well, so the entire path.
And then you're basically you'll just occasionally check for tracks and then just carry on going.
Yeah, but I guess any time we spot tracks, we would then hard
reassess,
go towards the next place.
All right.
So they stop again.
Okay. Difficult. So, Quill, I'm guessing you're going to be the most adept at spotting the tracks. So
with a natural 20 on
you've got
perception.
A passive and passive perception.
Yeah.
So you're kind of keeping an eye. You ride pretty much for the entire first day. You ride, you follow the tracks. You get the sense that they are probably a few hours, maybe 2-3 hours ahead of you, and they are keeping the same pace. They have gone at a full gallop. They are not stopping.
Shit.
So you're about 2-3 hours behind them, and you keep pace. Your horses are all fine.
keeping, you've made checks where you're not stumbling or anything like that. You will manage to ride throughout the whole day. You have to take brief rest stops so the horses can rest, but otherwise you just carry on going.
Yeah.
The tracks are pretty easy to follow at this point. The whoever they are riding so hard and so fast, they don't have time to cover their tracks. They're just bombing it as fast as they can.
Well, I guess they think they also...
At the end of the first day, the tracks, the horse tracks stop. They stop at the edge of the Iron Weald, and it looks like they let the horses go, and they have now moved into the Iron Weald forest itself.
Cool. What do we do? What do we do? We can't abandon these horses.
No.
They just seem to have just let them go. You're taking with us? Station here?
Is there any sort of, like, paddock or fencing or... No, it's pretty wild.
Roll a d20 for me. Let's see if you get above a 15.
Oh, it was so close to an 18, and it came out as a 4.
No. So you look around, it's open, hilled grassland.
Oh, if only that was a spin-down dice.
Arval kind of looks. He's
like, I can take the horses. There's a town not far from here, Ironwick. It's another 2 days. It's probably a day and a half ride. I can take the horses there. You go into the forest.
Do I know anything about the forest?
You can make a... Give me a nature check. Anybody can do this.
Super high. 19 plus...
Wow.
5.
1, so unnatural 20.
Trees.
Okay. 18.
Okay.
10.
Okay, so Nova and Quill. Yeah, you know a little bit about the Iron Weald. It's a forest that has dominated most of southern Suvona, and it's kind of nestled in the shadow of the Auric Mountains. It's quite hilly. It's quite dense. And it's famous, it's given the name because there are large iron deposits all throughout it in the hills. And a lot of people set up mines or they kind of get resources from it. It is known for being, it has a lot of monsters, a lot of bandits hide in it. There's old ruins. There's tons of places kind of lost and kind of covered up by time. Definitely something where moving through it will be slower going. You'll need to be a bit more careful. You can move at a faster pace, but doing so means basically...
Monsters.
Yeah, like, it just means that you won't be as cautious. Like, you'll have, like, penalties to, like, checking where you're going, making sure you're not getting lost, that sort of thing. But yeah, there's monsters, and there are bandits, and ruins, and all sorts of things you can find in it. Notably, one of the things it's most famous for is iron-wheeled spiders, which are spiders that have iron. They've kind of evolved where the iron has become part of their carapace and their skin, making them very hard to injure.
That's fine.
Is there no hard route? Because isn't this where the mines were?
The mines are closer to Rose Hall. You've ridden a day away from Rose Hall. Yeah. But the Iron Weald stretches all up the iron... Basically, the Iron Weald goes from Rose Hall to Gold Throne, nearly.
And comparatively to the Bitterwood... How big is this place?
The Bitterwood is huge. You were in a very small part of the Bitterwood. You were in, like, where it's most thin. The Bitterwood stretches out massively to the east. The Bitterwood took you a day to get through. If you go into the Iron Weald now, to get to the river between it and Gold Throne will take you about 2 days.
Ugh, I mean... Okay.
But it looks like this is where they've gone. It looks like they've let the horses go, and they're now using the forest to try and hide their tracks.
Do you know the Iron Weald, Arval?
Arval looks, he's like, again, I mean, I was trading. I mostly spent my time on the road with guards and wagons, that sort of thing. That's why I know about Rose Hall and Ironwick. Ironwick's a tiny little town on the edge of the lake. Not much there, but...
At what time is it now?
It's morning of the second day.
Okay, well, I mean, we all saw the spider that Brett showed us. Well, I say showed us, more displayed.
I can speak with animals.
You can...
Maybe I could tell the horses to go back.
Yes.
That sounds pretty amazing if you can do it.
Will they listen to you?
Try it.
Do you listen to me?
I can speak common.
But do you listen to me?
Sometimes.
We've got no time.
No time.
Arthur will dismount.
Let me try, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you casting a spell, or is this a...
I think it's a spell. It's in my ritual book.
Okay.
The tome.
Okay. Oh, you picked it as one of your ritual spells. So it'll take you 10 minutes to cast.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
In that case, could we make during those 10 minutes, could we have, like, not going super far away, obviously, but, like, just a cursory glance around to see what sort of tracks we would be looking for in the future?
Yeah. I mean, you can see that with just your passive perception for now. When you get into the Iron Wield, you're probably going to have to make more active checks.
Yep.
But for now, you can see that it's boot prints. You can see that they're obviously hacking away to, like, make their travel through the Iron Wield easier. There is also, you just like little bits, like broken branches, something like mushrooms crushed underfoot, like classic rangery kind of tracks, you know, like.
How many boot prints?
There's 4 humanoids.
Crap.
One of whom is large.
Times 4.
So you kind of speak with animals, Nova. It takes about 10 minutes. And you kind of look at these horses.
Can I speak? I guess I speak to all of them. Good day.
Hello. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for getting us so far and so fast.
You are welcome. Is food?
In a second. We have to go into the woods now.
Oh, woods scary.
Yeah. Would you be okay to go back to the stables?
Back home?
Yeah. Do you know the way?
You ride?
No, on your own.
Oh. No way. Yes. Travel road all the time. Easy road.
So you know how...
We like it.
You know how to get back home.
Yes.
To the halfling that was looking after you.
Tamman.
Yes.
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 Like Tamman.
We're looking at Nova and she's just stood there just like...
Talking to these horses.
She's
talking normally. Oh, okay. But these horses are just like looking at her like...
This is fun.
They're kind of moving their mouths like they're chewing, but Nova can hear this voice coming.
I see.
Can you just point yourself in the direction of Rose Hall, of home?
They turn around and face back there.
I think it's working.
I think, yeah.
And then they turn back and look at you.
Are you okay to go home then?
Go home?
Yes.
Climb aboard?
No, without us.
Without?
Yes.
Rider, though?
We have to go into the woods.
Give me an animal handling check.
Oh, God, no. Please, no. Well,
she's just talking.
You
common,
not
like...
benefit the situation?
Somehow? Using magic? I'm playing Lucius.
Pet talk?
Or guidance?
Nova, we really need the horses to go back so we can take Arvel with us.
I know!
That's kind of a bardic inspiration.
Yeah, just give her a d6.
Bam.
You impart the importance of the task.
Pretty bad. It's a pretty bad roll.
It's a 4.
Okay.
What? You got -2 on animal handling.
5. -1. It's a 5.
They like look at you.
Okay.
Are you sure?
I am horse.
Oh, God.
Food? Hungry.
Nova, how's it going?
I'm really not convinced. They seem to understand where home is and where their owner is, but I'm not really confident.
I can do it as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't speak with animals?
I can do it
okay.
as well, yeah.
So you approach these horses.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 Mare is like, hello. It's like hello. Battering its big eyes.
Oh. Nice to meet you. Like my friend Nova
Food?
Was saying. No, not at the moment, no. But
okay.
Like my friend was saying, we need you to go back to Rose Hall. That'll be brilliant.
Tamman.
Yes,
stable.
Yes, please, yeah.
You come?
No. We need you to go by yourselves.
Oh.
You mean animal handling check.
Yeah. 20 natural.
Oh, okay. Home.
Yes, please, yeah, back to Rose Hall.
Okay.
You sure? You can
bye.
Go?
Bye, Guardian.
I'm going to really quickly write
goodbye.
A note. Can I write
and all
a note?
All 4 of them just start trotting off, like, slow-paced,
I guess I don't
back
have time
down the
to
room.
Write a note. Like,
you can run up and, like, shove it in, like, their saddlebags.
Just a really quick note, like, dear Tamman, have horses. Sorry you couldn't bring them back. Nova.
Okay, yeah, and you just shove it in their saddlebags, and they just trot back. Let's hope they don't get attacked or
stolen. God!
Oh, you mean by the people that are plaguing the North Road?
Arvel is just, like, readies the crossbow, slings it over his back.
It's the best we can do.
Let's get ready.
Good job, team. I didn't know you could do that.
So the mission's not done yet.
What do you want to do? Are you heading in now?
We will head in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Follow those tracks.
So,
I don't want to go into it.
Every day that you travel through this wood, you need to tell me a couple of things. The first one is, what travel pace are you going? You can go at a slow pace, which will let you move stealthily, and it will give you bonuses to spotting dangers or tracks. You can move at a normal pace, which you don't have any penalties, but you don't gain any benefits, and you can't stealth. Or you can move at fast pace, which is obviously the quickest, but you will have penalties to spotting dangers and ambushes.
Based on the tracks, they're just hacking away through the wood, stomping
their way
through.
It is difficult to tell. I would say, with your passive perception at this point, you think that they are moving at a normal pace.
Okay.
Probably don't think that people are after them at this point.
If they're going normal, and we go fast.
But
you would catch them, catch up on them. They have a slight lead on you, but
they could leave traps and whatnot.
Mm.
What do you guys want to do? It's the first decision you've got to make.
Leader, what do we do?
Leader?
Oh, I mean, I want to catch up to them.
Then it sounds like you want to go at a fast pace. You're going to set the fast pace.
I mean, we've been in the wilderness before.
This and is I was just useless.
You weren't totally useless.
We got robbed.
You did get robbed, but there's no one here to rob us, I don't think. Anyway, unless spiders want your goods.
Probably.
Nova, we gotta move.
We have
get away from us, we ain't gonna see that girl again.
It'll be all for nothing.
You're
right.
I'm just saying I'm very noisy.
Oh. Me too.
Me too, then, don't worry.
Maybe then even better that we go fast. If we can't be quiet, let's go fast. Yeah. Maybe we'll catch them unawares that way.
Okay, you lead the way, Arvel.
Well, Quill?
I'll lead the way. With Arvel. Yeah. How are you in this sort of environment, by the way?
Don't worry about me.
I won't then.
Okay,
Quill. So fast pace.
Fast pace.
Right, the next thing is one of you. Now, you can include Arvel in this so that one of you doesn't have a role. There are four roles. A navigator, a lookout, a vanguard, and a rear guard. The navigator makes survival checks to make sure you don't get lost. The lookout makes perception checks to spot ambushes and hidden features.
No, wait, whoa, I'm that guy.
Okay.
The vanguard makes, it basically clears the path. Is it responsible for like hacking stuff away, clearing the path? The rear guard will basically help determine the overall readiness of the group.
I'm so bad
actually,
at all of these.
I can do either the lookout or the...
One of you can only do one role.
Navigator.
Or the navigator. I can do either. I'm actually proficient in both of them.
Well, tell me who's doing what. Navigator.
I am not a survivalist, so I think I should be lookout with my perception.
I will be looking for traps and making sure we don't get lost.
You're navigating.
I'm navigating.
All right, so Quill's the navigator, Lucius is the lookout.
So you're doing survival checks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sentry, do you want to be vanguard?
Yes, please.
Can Arvel be the rear guard?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then that leaves you doing nothing.
Well, I guess you're free.
Nice.
Trying not to be loud.
Okay.
I think you're free to do whatever, like, to assist anyone.
Can I maybe, like, write a map or something?
Would you like, who would you like to assist?
Lucius.
Lucius? Okay. So in that case, can you make a perception check for me, Nova?
Nice. But this is helping his.
Potentially. Make a perception check for me. There's if you get over a certain DC, you'll give a bonus.
4.
Nothing. You're trying to help, but you don't actually offer
I'm
anything
trying
productive.
Look, Nova!
Quill, make a survival check for me, please.
Oh, that's mega.
Try and, like, actually roll it where it's not going to get cocked.
Lucius.
14.
14. Lucius, make a perception check for me.
I left my coat at the Brookstone Manor.
What?
You left your what?
My coat.
You did.
Oh, you did.
I was just imitating Toby on his coat, but unless you picked him up.
Oh, yep, no.
Perception check, please.
Bullshit.
The harsh rules of the lowlands. Well.
Okay. 17.
Okay, Sentry, make an athletics or nature check. Mm. It's up to you.
Athletics. Oh, I could have done nature.
Well,
what?
You thought
that was one of the options.
11.
He didn't
11.
Say nature.
And then Arvel will make an initiative check to determine your overall readiness.
Okay. And everyone has to roll an initiative now. What?
Wow.
Spiders.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Is that Owen Wilson?
Wow.
So, there are a couple of things. The first is, as you're making your way through, Quill, you manage to keep rough track. You're following the tracks. You manage to keep the team on a path. You don't feel that you've gotten lost. Lucius, you are keeping a close eye out for any ambushes, for any monsters, or any hidden features, like anything that might be of interest.
Sentry, you're hacking your way through, you're clearing an easy path for the rest of them.
Nice.
The only problem is Arvel seems very distracted. Like, he's so focused that he's actually not keeping an awareness. You get the sense that he's kind of really messed. He's kind of upset angry by what's happened, and he's angry.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. Oh, no, it's a D10. Sorry, I need to roll
come
a
on,
D10
Arvel
first.
Spiders. Punch them.
In fact, actually, no. We'll have Quill, you're leading the group. You can roll a D10 for me, please.
A D10.
Tell me if you get a 7 or higher.
7 or higher.
Yep.
Christ. 2.
Okay, next, do it again.
9.
Okay. Okay, so the morning of the travel, you make your way through the Iron Wheel. These tall, sturdy trees kind of surround you, and you find yourself going deeper and deeper into the woods. The hills rise up, and the trek becomes quite exhausting. You stop, have some of your supplies for the day, fresh water. There's no springs or anything like that. Whatever water you have, you probably have enough. You've already used one day's worth of rations for the previous day of travel, so you currently have one day's worth of rations left. You break out, unless you want to try rationing them.
Rationing rations?
You can try.
At this point, yes.
Okay.
From this one ration, I think I'd
worth noting. Okay. So,
it's like using loads of toothpaste and then right at the end,
you're squeezing it out. Okay. The Iron Wheel is a quiet wood. There isn't a lot of animals moving around. The plants are strange. Many of the plants and trees have a silvery metallic hue in their roots or in their plants, their leaves. They're almost brittle, like iron flakes, as they snap off and crunch underneath. The morning goes by without incident. As you go into the evening, Lucius, you spot, before you are within range of them hearing you, you spot a camp, a small fire up ahead. There are tents. It looks more permanent than what you would expect from your quarry. But you can see four figures, all with animalistic-like traits. Most of them have stag horns coming out of heads with large, unkempt hair. They wear hides and rough leathers, kind of woodsman clothing. And they're sat around enjoying a meal around a campfire. They have not spotted any of you yet.
Put out the lanterns. I'm going to snuff out my dancing lights.
Okay. Arvel shuts off his lantern. Yeah, it's this is nighttime. This is about like 7, 8, 9 o'clock.
Put out the lanterns.
Done.
Yep. It's pitch black. Anybody who does not have dark vision will find it hard to move around.
Okay.
But you can see in the distance this crackling fire just illuminating a slight glow.
If you can't see anything, just grab onto me. I can see.
That's almost all of us.
I'll grab
everybody.
One.
Grab me.
Yeah, Nova is, I think, the only
I'll
one that can't.
I'll take the lead from you.
Oh, and Sentry, but you can use Echo. Yeah. But you kind of have to like hold on to Echo as you move.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll grab your arm.
I will grab onto the back of Sentry, who is grabbing onto Echo. Him.
Okay. Oh, do you not have dark vision?
No.
Okay.
I don't know why I don't.
Arvel like takes you both and is like, come on, hold on to me.
Oh, he can. He's a dwarf. Of course.
Okay. And then what? Do you want to try and stealthily approach, or are you going to avoid them? You can hear them talking, like with your enhanced hearing, and Quill, you pick up on this now. They sound like a bunch of woods folk chatting about hunt that they've recently performed, and you recognize them as beast walkers. These are a strange people that Telecus, the god of nature, kind of birthed after the Sundering. They are people that have animalistic traits, and you can see that these now, they have... The women have very short little kind of deer antlers, whereas the men have these larger stag horns. Their skin is kind of a mottled brown, like a deer's or stag's hide.
Cool. Nova?
You can see they have longbows, hatchets.
Lucia?
Do you know anything about these people, and would they be hostile?
The only beast walkers you've encountered before is you encountered some in Imixan. They were the baggage thieves. But generally there are people that they're very woodsy. People aren't ever sure how to take them. Some of them can be vicious. Some of them can be quite kind-hearted. They are as fickle as nature and animals themselves.
But I know that they're beast walkers.
You know that they're beast walkers. And looking at them, they all appear to have, stag and deer traits.
Mm-hmm.
So, you kind of like, maybe they'd be defensive, but not necessarily aggressive. They're not like wolves or, bears or anything like that.
I don't know. They're beast walkers. We met some. They stole our luggage.
If we approach in a certain way,
where we don't appear hostile.
Passive, I would say.
Passive.
I mean, if we're
maybe
going...
just one of us. Maybe Birdie, because you're a beast of some kind.
They're what? Stags, and they have stag horns and deer horns.
You wouldn't be a threat.
They're talking about a hunt. I don't think I should go up there.
But they've just finished one, so they don't need any.
I don't want to be someone's quarry.
Okay, I can go.
Okay.
All right.
Passive.
I'll be passive. Right. I'll be very passive.
Pay them if you have to.
I don't look like I belong here, sir.
All right. Good luck, Lucius. Maybe we'll be right behind you.
They might have seen the others. I'll go.
Good thinking. He like, Arvel gives you a genuine, like, no, it's good thinking.
Does anyone else want to go?
No. Lucius, you can do it. Just okay. Go.
Right. Just making sure. I'll pay you. Okay, I'm good.
Don't pay us. Pay them if you have to.
Right.
I'm going to step out.
So you just step out into
very
the light.
Excuse me.
Okay, when you speak, like, the two of the men, you can see, like, one is a young boy, like, maybe a teenager, the other's a man. It looks like a family. Now that you kind of step out into the light, it looks like maybe a mother and father, two kids. The man pulls out a longbow.
Please don't be alarmed.
The boy goes for a hatchet, and you can see the woman beginning to, like, craft, like, green vines around her hands.
There's no need for that, I assure you.
Who are you?
I'm Lucius Virian Elwin Ananastro, and I'm absolutely out of my depth.
Give me a persuasion with advantage, because it was very kind of self-deprecating in a sense.
17.
Oh yeah, like okay. So the kind of the older man, like, yeah, you look at friend.
I'm not alone. Just so you know, we are on the chase. People in the town that we were just at have been murdered, and we feel like the murderer has come through the Iron Wheel. And we're looking for someone that's being kidnapped.
He eyes you up and kind of like nods. He's like, "Well, bring out the rest of your family or crew or whatever you are."
We have a working title, but yes, I'll bring about. have a birdie.
I come out.
I mean, they're not bothered. Like they know an Arakoka. They know what an Arakoka is.
I just mean this is like you're introducing us to a stage show.
So here we have Birdie.
Ba, 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 da, 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 da.
Next up, we have Guardian.
It's like what for my shield? Century.
Yeah, oh. So you've got your shield up in defensive. Like when you come out with the weapon, they are a bit more.
I'm the same as Lucius. I've got like my hand up.
Uh-huh.
And we have an Eganasia Nova.
We're not dangerous.
Hey, Arvel kind of comes
and
up.
And a dwarf Arvel!
He's got his crossbow, and again, there's this kind of tenseness in the air.
No one's going to hurt anybody. We just want information.
All right. He looks down, he's like, boy, come on.
Maybe some water.
Put those things down.
And some rations.
And he like lowers his bow, and you can see the boy kind of like hooks the hatchets.
Everybody
into
put their weapons and whatnot down.
Like the woman's the green vines that she was beginning to like create with magic recede, and she kind of like looks down. He's like, "Well, all right, if you don't mean any harm, come and join us by the fire. I guess it's getting late.
You
don't want to be
lovely.
You shouldn't be out in the Iron Wheel this time of night. People that aren't used to the woods shouldn't be out here.
Well, we wouldn't if we
Yeah, your friend mentioned something about you chasing down some murderer or a girl.
She was kidnapped. She was one of our group and she was kidnapped.
He kind of nods. He's like, "I'm sorry to hear that. Sit down. I'm Gen. This is my wife, Lila. These are our kids. Sit down. Have you eaten? Do you need food?"
"We haven't this much food left."
"Is that all you have for traveling through the forest?"
"We were in a bit of a rush."
"Right, save that. Lido, have we got enough?" And she's like, "Yeah, we can find some more." And you can see that they've got like maybe like a couple of like chickens or something like that, or like birds that they've kind of killed and they've been roasting.
Gamey birds.
They've got things like potatoes. Yeah, like they're going to offer you what they have. They've got like vegetables. They've got like nuts. They begin pouring out like these little wooden bowls and kind of passing them around.
You know what I've been thinking recently? How disgusting I taste.
Yeah. They also have a leather, they have like a leather water skin that they kind of pass around for you to drink from as well. So you don't need to mark off rations for today.
Wow.
You're so kind.
So we still have two left.
You have one left. Oh, one. You used one on the first day, but you don't need to use rations today. That's a very lucky random roll encounter for you guys. They just turn around and say like, well, listen, you don't look like you're particularly well suited to the area. You're more than welcome to share our fire for a bit.
We must keep pursuing. We don't want to lose them.
No, you'll need to rest at some point. Yeah.
Oh, well, the trail actually came very close to this camp. It was not too far away that we passed here. Did you hear anything? Four people?
I saw something. This is the older fellow. He's like, yeah, I saw something. I was out getting dinner. There was a pretty dangerous-looking fellow with three others carrying... Well, I thought it was a sack of something, but it could have been the same size as a human girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's only very small.
Yeah, it could have been something.
He's very
like
sacky.
He looked dangerous. I just watched them. They didn't cause any trouble, so I just let them go.
Was he about 7 foot tall, grey-skinned?
He was big, yeah. Looked like...
had a chain.
What do they call them?
Almost definitely the people.
Lila, what do they call them? Goliaths, I think. Oh. Yeah, one of those.
Oh, a Goliath.
Yeah, I've seen a couple near the bigger bigger cities and towns, but yeah, there's never one out here.
In Gust Haven.
There was also two humans with him. An older, a boy, a girl, and another one. Three humans with him.
And do they look like the type of people who would come here often?
There was a boy and a girl, older, maybe around 18? 18 or so, maybe around there. They looked pretty practiced. The boy was leading them through the woods. Looked like he knew what he was doing. Had a bow, looked like a pretty practiced hunter.
Okay. They have recruited them to traverse the Iron Weald.
Do you know what direction they went in?
I can point you in the direction, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Did they have any...
Listen, he looked bad news. Are you sure? I mean, how important is this girl?
Oh, she's one of us.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like you'd save a family member.
He like nods. He's like, all right. Listen, you're going to... If you go out there tonight, something's going to come after you. I'll take you to a little spot. There's a little grove where me and the family sometimes stay when we're out hunting. You should be safe there.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
It's all right.
Here, would you like a gold?
He like looks at you. He's like, I'm not going to say no.
There you go.
Were they wearing any sort of uniform or...
I wouldn't say a uniform. The boy and the girl were wearing traveler's clothes, like good, rugged, outdoorsy stuff. The other guy with them, I mean, he looked ill-prepared. He had a mining pick and loose tunic, bit of leather, not much. Didn't look like he looked more like a miner than a traveler.
Strange. A miner.
Yeah.
We had dinner with a... Yes.
The owner of a mine.
That's not the NPC smiling, that's Mark smiling.
How convenient.
Yes.
A man and a woman.
Well, boy and a girl, really. I mean, I guess a man and a woman. They looked 18.
Were they
I suppose
talking
that's
at all?
Old enough. Huh?
Were they talking at all as they travelled, or...?
No. Okay. The boy was keeping them quiet as they moved.
Okay.
Like I said, he seemed to be... He knew what he was doing.
The Goliath that we're...
I mean, they were probably... Not much... I mean, you might be only, like, an hour or so behind them.
Is that so?
And they would be resting for the night as well, I suppose, if they know their way around.
Yeah, I don't know where. Like I said, I can take you somewhere safe, but...
Well, that would be...
We'll take that.
Good.
It's no use if we're dead.
True.
All right.
Dead tired.
All right. Well, yeah. Eat up your fill, and then when you're ready, I'll take you to the grove.
Be most gracious. Thank you.
It's all right.
Could we repay you for your kindness anyhow?
Yes. We.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the gold's a nice courtesy, but I mean, anything more, it's hard living out here. So.
Any weapons?
Sure. Like, if you've got anything spare. He like eyes it up. Like, yeah, that'd be great. He like looks at his kind of rusted hatchet that he's been using. Like, takes the scimitar and it's. Well made. Where do you, I can't remember where you got this.
The chasm?
That was it. It was one of the chasms. So yeah, it's a finely made blade. It's a little rusted, but it looks like he's like, yeah, with a whetstone, this will clean up nice. Thank you.
Well, thank you for helping
takes
us.
It. Doesn't really ask.
We were expecting much worse when we came up here.
Well, you're lucky. There's a lot of bad stuff here in the Ironweald. Spirits, beasts, all sorts. Yeah. There's rumors, tales, shades that wander around. I've seen them couple of times.
Is there anywhere we should avoid?
Yeah, a bunch of places. There's a hollow where a lot of spiders have been residing. Don't go near that. I mean, it's to be honest, if I take you to the grove, you should encounter it past there. Fine. I mean, the problem is everything moves around here. You could, I don't know what you might encounter next.
Everywhere's dangerous. Let's go with that.
Yeah, pretty much. No, it's nice. A lot of people don't trust beast walkers, so I'm glad that you Well, you didn't attack us on sight. We have a lot of problems with humans.
Are there more of your kind in this place?
In the Iron Wheel? Probably. I don't know them. We keep ourselves to ourselves. Our clan was driven away a long time ago. A lot of our people killed.
Sorry to hear it.
It's the way of things down here. All right. Strings off his longbow. He's like, keep close to me. Try and stay as quiet as you can. Come.
Quiet. Quiet as possible.
I'll do my best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he will lead you. He leads you to a small grove where you can rest for the evening, and he offers to keep a lookout for you.
Excellent.
What a nice beast walker.
Is that real mossy floor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very
like
spongy.
A double mattress.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. No, there are fallen logs covered in moss. It's very peaceful.
The top of my coat.
Pretty cold. It's very cold, in fact. If you don't have blankets or bedrolls and things like that.
No, we do not.
Struggle to sleep. Arvel has like an old tattered blanket that he got, like wraps himself up in that.
Remind me to pack winter clothing next time.
He shrugs and just gives you the blanket.
Arvel, I can't take that. It's tiny.
Well, it's either that or nothing, boy.
Look, let's just huddle together for warmth. It says in my survival book at number 4.
All right.
I imagine Quill will be quite warm.
I am very feathery. She has a big heat ray on her arm, though.
What?
She could just, I don't know, we could all snuggle up to her arm.
Start a small campfire with it.
You hear a voice from the outside like, don't do that.
No? Is it too dry?
You'll attract attention. You start a fire now, you'll bring in all sorts of insects and creatures looking for the warmth. Best you do what the Agonassi said. Get close together, huddle up as best you can. Share whatever blankets or cloaks you have.
I have one extra blanket in the form of a wing.
Excellent. All right.
I got my star.
Arvel just kind of sits aside. Arvel actually seems pretty tough and doesn't seem bothered by the cold.
I will huddle.
Okay. So you snuggle next to Quill. Nova, did you get in on this?
Yeah.
I got Sentry, you're like on a. You're like.
Meh. Next to Arvel. Yeah.
I got my big ass scarf as well that I'll kind of try and use.
So you guys get a long rest, and you don't need to make any checks to keep on guard because you encountered a friendly
person.
Face.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Long rest.
Damn.
The next day, the second question I pose, what kind of pace are you going to take?
Super fast.
Okay.
And probably the same arrangement as before.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, Quill, survival check, please. I forgot about the penalty
last time. Penalty?
Yeah, because you were moving at a fast pace. I forgot to give you the penalty.
Oh.
That's fine.
Oh, shit. So do I have a penalty?
Just tell me what you roll.
Survival.
I'll add it this time.
24.
24. Lucius, perception check.
22.
Sentry, athletics or nature?
Athletics. 7.
Okay. And then Arvel. Arvel seems a bit more with it this time. And is actually keeping a closer eye on things. However, Sentry... Huh?
Do you not mean to help anyone?
Oh, you didn't say you were helping anyone, so I just went around. Ask me
Nova!
I didn't ask you last time. These guys said, could you help somebody? And I was like, yeah, you could do that. This time, again, you managed to keep on track, focused on your task. Even with moving at a fast pace... You're pretty sure that you're going to be able to catch on these guys pretty quickly.
Nice.
But you are making a lot of noise.
Not nice.
You're keeping a close eye out for dangers. And again, even moving at a fast pace, you're keeping a fairly good awareness. Arvel seems to be ready. Sentry, however, struggles this time. The terrain here gets a lot more hilly, a lot more dangerous. Quite often you have to do things like form basic, clear out dense undergrowth or like... You know, the terrain becomes so rocky that you're kind of having to help everybody over it, and it becomes quite tiring. Just something to keep in mind for when things start off.
When things
eventually,
start off.
You, Lucius, you
foreboding.
See up ahead that you kind of notice something, a figure looming in the shadows of the trees. You don't see 3 more, but you see a 7-foot grey-skinned being, and you just catch a glimpse of him as he's kind of hiding sort of amongst the trees, watching the way that you're coming.
My high elven faint heart leaps into my throat.
Okay. Stop!
Stop.
Yep.
Okay.
Pretend like nothing's happening, but I see him.
Well, we have to go this way then. And I'm pointing like a complete opposite direction.
Okay, so you want to head in a different direction?
We're not heading off in a different direction. I'm like, we're acting like he hasn't seen them.
We're never going to find them.
But don't we? What? Nova's just really confused.
She's like, we're pretending. I see it.
Oh. Ha ha ha, yes!
Then let's go that way. Quill?
Down to the left.
Yes.
This way.
You lead the way.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. Send Echo off and
deception checks for you and Lucius.
Does my performance help? No.
18.
Okay.
So, like, I guess we're now. So, if we were walking,
you start walking
north,
and then you're like this 90, way, yeah, 90 degrees angling off to the side.
I guess with the intention of cycling.
And you're going to send. You now. Do you want him to go quietly, yes, and stealthily, and then are you using his senses?
Yes.
Okay. So you need to stop. You are like, you kind of shut your hearing and eyes off. Give me a stealth check for Echo.
Stealth check. Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba. Okie dokie. 16.
Okay. You send Echo, and he kind of dodges and weaves through the trees, and you can see where Lucius pointed. You don't see the figure, but you do see a small clearing, the stubbed-out remnants of a campfire.
Remnants.
Yeah, remnants of a campfire. And that's pretty much it. Maybe like a few little loose tracks.
Okie dokie. I'll send him back. Oh, okay.
1 second.
He's going to make one last roll and then he's going to end it on a cliffhanger.
There's no cliffs here.
Deception check.
All week.
9.
Nice. Can you tell me what Echo's AC is, please?
Oh dear.
What do you mean? No.
12.
What's Echo's HP?
What is Echo's HP?
One.
So, as you're focusing through his eye, this one eye, you watch as he glooms around, losing track of this figure. Echo stops and glances at the last second gray-skinned, tattooed face, red veins crawling up from underneath a loose tunic kind of built into the skin.
Oh, no.
Grimace.
No,
as
no.
As a spiked blade.
No!
And you hear it shatter. You take, I believe, a bunch of psychic damage. You take 4 psychic damage, as this connection between you and Echo is lost.
No!
And it just goes black as you suddenly come.
That's where we end
today's episode.
Cliffhanger.
Because we've got 5 minutes left.
No! No!
Oh, shit.
I spotted it.
My little branch baby.
So yeah, we can stop there.
Hey everyone, thanks again for listening to this episode of Arois, and thanks to D&D Beyond and Brilliant.org for sponsoring the show. There are links in the description of this episode to see more about them. Do you like the logo of this podcast? Would you like to wear it as a shirt? Well, now you can by heading to store.yogscast.com and buying an Arois t-shirt. Show your love for the show there, but remember to follow us on Twitter at HighRollersD&D to see more merch coming in the very near future, including some shiny metal Arois-themed dice and some super cute tote bags to carry your D&D gear in. Isn't that adorable? Remember, you can watch these streams live on twitch.tv/highrollersdnd, where we are live every Sunday at 5 p.m. UK time for Arois and Mondays at 6 p.m. UK time for Rogue's Gambit. Also, remember to rate this show on iTunes. We've had a lot of super nice feedback so far, but we'd love to hear more feedback on how to make the podcast better. Maybe you don't like my intros and outros and want to hear someone else. Maybe you want me to give more information in these segments. I don't know. Let me know. Anyway, we'll be back on Monday for the next episode where we confront the shadowy, teleporty Goliath guy and hopefully save Vala. We'll see you then.